Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, Chapter 13, Brahma Stealing the Boys and Calves, text number 45. Tam yam tamovan naiharam. Kadyatar chir ivahani. Mahatitara mayaish yam. Nihantyatmani yujata. Tam yam anadaknahait. Tamavat. Just as darkness. Niharam. Produced by snow. Kadyota archi. The light of a glowworm. Eva, just. Ahani, in the daytime. In the sunlight. Mahati, in a great personality. Itaramaya, inferior mystic potency. Aisham, the ability. Nihanti, destroys. Atmani, in his own self. Yunjata, of the person who attempts to use. Translation of purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. As the darkness of snow on a dark night, and the light of a glowworm and the light of day have no value. So let's repeat that again. As the darkness of snow on a dark night. As the darkness of snow on a dark night. And the light of a glowworm in the day, the light of day have no value. The mystic power of an inferior person who tries to use it against a person of greater power is unable to accomplish anything. Instead, the power of that inferior person is diminished. Can anyone explain what it does mean, the darkness of snow? The snow usually dark.
Yeah, probably doesn't light anything if it's a dark night. There's no light.
Yeah. Well, it doesn't light anything up. Even if it's a light day, it doesn't light anything up. Maybe that's why it's darkness. Anyhow, it's a good enough explanation. Purport. When one wants to supersede a superior person, one's own inferior power becomes ludicrous. Just as a glowworm in the daytime and snow at night have no value. I guess snow can actually reflect light during the day, especially on a mountain or something. If there's mountains, you can go blind climbing a mountain because of the reflection of the light off the snow. Brahma's mystic power became worthless in the presence of Krishna, for greater mystic power condemns inferior mystic power. On a dark night, the darkness produced by snow has no meaning. The glowworm appears very important at night, but in the daytime, its glow has no value. Whatever little value it has is lost. Similarly, Brahma became insignificant in the presence of Krishna's mystic power. Krishna's Maya was not diminished in value, but Brahma's Maya was condemned. Therefore, one should not try to exhibit one's insignificant opulence before a greater power. So the question is, what is mystic power? Mystic power means we don't understand how it works. And ultimately, Krishna is Sarvakarana Karanam. He's the cause behind everything. There's no cause for his mystic power. He just happens to possess it. There's no one who gave it to him. He didn't develop it by exercise or by mystic yoga. He eternally has unlimited mystic power. And he bestows that mystic power upon different living entities, including ourselves. Can anyone say what kind of mystic power we have? What's that?
We can digest food.
Yes, that's the most important mystic power we have. If we don't have that mystic power, we're in trouble. Any other mystic power?
We can have prasadam.
You can what?
We can give prasadam to others and they become devotees.
Is that your mystic power? You think it's your mystic power. It's Krishna's mystic power. Anything we have that we think, what kind of mystic powers does this body have? You don't know we have any mystic power? Besides eating. Yeah, that's mystic power. I think the human body can differentiate between something like a billion different scents. That's pretty mystic. What about when you cut your finger, it heals? Isn't that a mystic power? Depends on how healthy you are, but if you cut something, it's a power to. If it didn't heal, you'd be really in difficulty. What about Haridasa Thakur? What mystic power did he display? Well, when Maya Devi herself came to allure him, Maya Devi has mystic power, doesn't she? What's that? Maya Devi has some mystic power? I think you're underestimating her. She's captured unlimited living entities since time immemorial, and you're claiming she has a little mystic power. Insignificant. Oh, Maya. Who cares for Maya? But Maya is so powerful. Shri Sti Sthiti Pralaya Sadhanam Shakti Eka. She is creating, she is maintaining, and she's destroying unlimited universes, and yet when she came to Allura, Haridasa Thakur, he was unaffected. Even Brahma was allured by the mystic power of his daughter, who had to turn herself into a deer in order to escape him. So what to speak of? Brahma, the creator of the universe, was mystified by Maya, and yet Haridasa Thakur was unaffected. Any other examples of mystic power? What about Sudarshana? You know Sudarshana? You don't know Sudarshana? Sudarshana was the son of Kasi Raj. So when Pundraka challenged Krishna to a fight to determine who actually is Vasudev, Krishna came with his divisions of Akshohinis, and Pundraka came out with his Akshohinis, and Kasi Raj, where he was staying, also came out with some Akshohinis. And then Krishna saw Pundraka, and of course, to make a long story a little shorter, he cut off his head and threw it into the city. And then Kasi Raj got his head cut off by Krishna too, by the Sudarshan Chakra. And that was also thrown into the city. And the citizens of Kasi Varanasi were not very happy about it. They thought maybe Kasi Raj had cut off Krishna's head and thrown him into the city. But then they noticed it was actually not Krishna, it was Kasi himself. And so they became very disturbed, and especially his son, started a sacrifice by which he'd satisfy Lord Shiva. So he went through the austerity, satisfied Lord Shiva, and Lord Shiva gave him the benediction that he, the Brahmins, would create a demon out of his fire sacrifice that would kill his enemy. I mean, that's mystic power, isn't it? Anyone, you have Nishinga Yagyas every week here. Does anyone ever come out? So some fiery demon came out, went to Dwarka to kill Krishna, didn't make it. Because Krishna threw his Sudarshan chakra, and the fiery demon came back, and because it had to kill someone, it burnt all the priests and Sudarshana to ashes. So that's an example of, be careful what kind of mystic powers you get. It may burn you. You may get burned by them. So the whole material universe is a display of mystic power. Just like the scientists, they want to create, they can't even create a blade of grass, although they may be spending billions of dollars trying to do so. But even if they could create one blade of grass, what's the value? Because Krishna has created unlimited blades of grass, and it didn't cost him anything. So that's mystic power. Krishna's coloring all the flowers in the spring. He's painting them by his mystic power. He's giving the ability for all the different birds to sing different songs, etc., etc. So the whole universe is full of Krishna's display of mystic power. Unfortunately, people don't appreciate it. They claim he doesn't exist. It's like if you saw the famous paintings like the Mona Lisa and someone said, who painted it? And you say, no one painted it. It just appeared. Would you believe them? Some people would. We might not personally believe in them. So when there's a display of mystic power, there must be someone with mystic power. Yes?
Just like, I forgot the name of that, but just like Lord Brahma gave mystic powers to...
He gave a lot of mystic powers to different people.
And she used, like, just like Lord Brahma gave some benediction, you know, mystic powers to one of the witches, and she used it against Prahlad when she was trying to burn him.
Pladini, Lad something, yeah.
But she was trying to use it against Prahlad and she was trying to burn him. But because she was using it for the wrong purpose, but I think that she got burnt herself. The mystic power was...
She took him into the fire, and he didn't get hurt, but she got burnt.
Yeah.
Yes. There's a ceremony every year where they burn fires to celebrate Prahlad's being saved from the witch. What about Brahma gave benediction, just like so many benedictions are given, so that means a person has mystic power. What's the mystic power that Bhishma Dev got?
That he can die.
Yeah, unless he desired, he wouldn't die. That's quite a mystic power, isn't it? Do we have that mystic power? Even if we don't want to die, we're going to die anyhow. So Brahma gave Hiranyakashipu so many mystic powers. He wouldn't die by day or night or by any animal or man or beast, etc. So 100 benedictions. So the whole world is full of mystic power because we just can't go to the store and buy it. Couldn't you give me 5 Hiranyakashipu benedictions? I'll give you 50 euros. Although Prabhupada said that in the nectar of devotion, the scientists have discovered mystic powers. They can burrow into the earth, they can fly in the sky, they can swim in the water, underneath the water. So this is all mystic power. Krishna is giving the intelligence by which, by some mechanical means, one can get these mystic powers. Of course, it's a lot easier to just be born on the planet of, well, there's Jnana Loka, there's Tapa Loka, and there's Siddha Loka. And if you're born on Siddha Loka, you're born with these mystic powers, with the eight mystic powers, the principal ones. So it's a lot easier to take birth there. You don't have to try to develop them. They naturally have them. They naturally can fly from one planet to the next without any problem. And what to speak of Brahmaloka, where they have their the top of the universe. But these things are not very valuable. We can see the Brahma, he has this mystic power, but look how he's using it. Not very constructively. Indra has mystic power, but sometimes he doesn't use it very constructively. And it just gets him into trouble. So, we don't need the real mystic power is what? What did Prabhupada say? It was his mystic power? Yes, that's real mystic power. To change people from materialists to devotees. What could be a better mystic power than that? What could be more productive than that? Everything else is not very productive. You can benedict someone to live a long life, but then they die anyhow. Like Markandeya Rishi, how long did he live for? He might be still alive, I don't know. How long was he benedicted to live for? 2 Mahayugas. And how long is a Mahayuga? Sahasra Yuga Paryantam. Oriyad Brahmano Vidu, Yatra Yuga Sahasrantam, Teho Yatra Vidojana. 1,000 ages taken together is the duration of Brahma's one day. And such also is the duration of his night. So Markandeya Rishi, so that's 4,300,000,000 years times 2, 8,600,000,000 years. Seems a fantastic amount of time, but compared to Brahma's lifetime, it's completely insignificant. And yet he was benedicted that he could live like that. And of course he was also, when Krishna was leaving his ashram, what did he ask Krishna? What was he thinking that Krishna picked up on? What question did he have in his mind? He was thinking, I wonder what Krishna's Maya is like. We don't have to worry about that. And then Krishna smiled and left the ashram. And then shortly after that, the time of devastation came. And it filled up the whole universe with water. And Markandeya Rishi was the only human left. And he was swimming in the ocean of devastation for 4,300,000,000 years times 4,300,000,000 years. He was swimming in the water of devastation, and sometimes timagal fish would try to eat him, sharks were there, etc., etc. So that mystic power to survive in the water of devastation for 4,300,000,000 years, not very pleasant. So we should understand, as we have this little mystic power, that when we cut our finger, it heals. So there's much greater mystic power. The person who put the sun in the orbit, who put all the planets in their orbits, he has much greater mystic power than we have. And he's given us a little mystic power, and he can give others even more greater mystic power if he wants, because he has unlimited mystic power. Unfortunately, we take ourselves to be very powerful, and therefore we're always defeated by his maya, by the illusory energy. Because we're trying to compete against the all-powerful personality of Krishna by our activities, and therefore everything is defeated. Only when we add Krishna to our life, to our activities, we stop being defeated by the illusory energy. Everyone is thinking they're doing something very special, but they're not doing anything. It's all being arranged by Krishna through his material energy. And the real and the mystic power of Krishna also is that he's causing the living entity to believe that he's the doer and that he's doing so many things, and not giving Krishna the credit. So only when we utilize, when we desire to utilize our energies in Krishna's service, then we come under his internal energy by his mystic power, not by ours. By his mystic power, we come under the internal energy, and when we don't do that, then we come under his external energy by his will. So it's up to us simply to choose whether we want to be under the internal energy or the external energy. Otherwise, we have no other choice. In any case, the devotee doesn't take credit for either one of them. He understands that when he's in Maya, it's by the mercy of other people who are in Maya. He's become a follower of other people in Maya. And when he's Krishna conscious, it's because he's taking shelter of others who are in Krishna consciousness. And therefore, Krishna benedicts him with Krishna consciousness by taking shelter of his devotee. There's no other way to do it. So I'll stop there. Thank you. Any questions? Yes.
I read somewhere that Markandeya Rishi, while he was in the water of devastation, he got to Navadvipa, and this was Navadvipa was not underwater.
Well, there was a banyan tree. Well, maybe so. But in the Bhagavatam it says, Krishna, at the end of the devastation, he lies down on a banyan leaf. And there he puts his big toe in his mouth and sucks it during the devastation time, because he heard from his devotees that his lotus feet are very sweet, and he went to taste it and see how sweet they are. They must be quite sweet, because Krishna tastes his toe for 4,300,000,000 years. So it must be quite sweet toe. There's a story of that yogi who, after years and years of austerity, practice of mystic yoga, got the ability to walk across water. And all the townspeople were on the other side, and the yogi walked across water. And they all bowed down, oh, you're God, you're the Supreme, we surrender to you. Except for one little boy who didn't pay any attention. So the mystic yogi was very disturbed. He said, why don't you offer any respects? He said, why? He said, your mystic power is only worth 5 rupees. He said, what do you mean 5 rupees? It took me hundreds of years to get this mystic power. He said, no, it's only 5 rupees. He said, for 5 rupees, I can take a boat across. What do I need your mystic power for? Anyhow, we should try for the mystic power of becoming Krishna conscious. All right. Grandharaj, Shrimad Bhagavatam, Ki Jai.